Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco is here tracking the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act when the Senate comes back from recess. What is in this bill, Nicole, and where does it stand right now?
Senate Select Intelligence Committee Chairs Richard Burr and Dianne Feinstein introduced the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, CISA, back in March. So it encourages private companies to share threat data with the government, specifically the Homeland Security Department. And DHS is the main portal that's supposed to be in charge of processing this information. So agencies will also share their information with DHS, too. So CISA stalled in the Senate right before Congress left for recess back in August. And it's one of the many pieces of legislation that Congress has introduced after the multiple cyber breaches that happened at the Office of Personnel Management. So Burr and Feinstein both said at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's annual cybersecurity summit this week that CISA will probably go to the Senate floor for debate once they get back from recess. So we're looking in between the October 19th to 20th timeframe.
What will the conversation look like around this bill on Capitol Hill this time around, Nicole?
Right. So Burr and Feinstein say that CISA isn't the end-all be-all for cyber legislation. This isn't going to solve all of their problems. They know that they're getting some pushback from privacy groups and industry.
This is a bill designed to minimize data loss. We don't portray that anything in this bill stops you from being targeted and penetrated. But it makes our response time, as long as we keep the process in real time, it keeps the process to where we can minimize the overall data lost from any attack tool and any country or individual that wants to commit it. So in many ways, the bill is very simple. It's very targeted. I am convinced today that we could put 10 more privacy provisions in and the privacy community would still be opposed to this. They're not for any bill.
Now, Burr and Feinstein both say that they're open to changing the bill, if that's something that different groups want to do, as long as those changes keep in touch with the overall fundamental parts of the original legislation. So Burr spoke with reporters after this panel discussion at the Cybersecurity Summit, and he says that this real-time distinction is one of those key points.
You know, in a voluntary program, you have to have the right balance of incentives to get people to participate. Liability is one of those, but the belief that it can be effective is equally as important. If you don't set up a system that deals in real time, then some segment of the population out there may choose not to share that data because they don't believe it's going to be used effectively. And, you know, you got to remember, the person reporting is the company that's already been penetrated.
Yeah.
So their willingness to share that information is to protect further breaches on their system and everybody else's. If they don't believe that it's going to be shared where it will help them or others because it's going to be held in some government agency, then why would they participate in the first place? So real time, not near real time, but real time is absolutely essential.
So DHS Deputy Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, he has a completely different view.
The department is developing, we are developing the capability to share information across the government in near real time, in an automated form. And therein lies another critical component of the legislative language, whether we share that information in real time or whether we share it in near real time. And the reason why we, and supported by the administration, believe profoundly that that term near real time is so critical is because it allows us to scrub in automated form personally identifiable information and other information that carries with it significant privacy interests that do not necessarily serve the discrete interests of the enforcement or investigative communities.
So you hear a few differences in opinion here. And yes, it is over one word, the difference between real time and near real time. But DHS has been essentially designated as the portal to accept threat information from other agencies. It's something that they've been working on. Secretary Jay Johnson said back in July that they're working on it. They're getting close. But again, he said the emphasis on near real time. Now, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says that DHS wasn't always the agency that they had in mind to act as this main portal. Originally, her committee suggested other agencies like the FBI or the Defense Department receive some of this data. And obviously not everyone was, especially industry, was especially thrilled by this idea. Now, she says that the major point in her bill, that DHS is the main portal for real-time information sharing, that came at the suggestion from former NSA Director Keith Alexander.
In the belief that this could be done in real time, and I have heard no one say that it couldn't. Now, DHS has entered the picture and said, well, they want some hands on this, but the key is real time. Alexander believed it could be done real time. And so I think it's the appropriate standard.
That's Senate Select Committee Co-Chair Dianne Feinstein. She emphasized again, this is voluntary. If a company doesn't want to share information about a potential threat or a cyber attack, it doesn't have to. But in her mind, this would help out small and large companies. So even with these discrepancies, Mayorkas says he still wants this to pass, and he wants it to pass quickly. Government and industry, but they have to get over several differences on this. And at one point, he called cybersecurity a commodity. It's something that shouldn't be sold, he says. He calls cybersecurity something that could be part of the public good.
The trust deficit that we have experienced over the past few years is addressed favorably. And most critically, it is addressed through experience. Through the experience of the private sector sharing information with the government being able to disseminate information broadly throughout the country, and everyone realizing through that experience that the government brings value to the collective cybersecurity of the corporate world, the private sector, and our nation as a whole, and it is through that experience and that value proposition that the trust grows throughout the weeks, the months, and the years ahead.
So if CISA does pass, this most likely isn't going to pass very easily. Again, we're seeing the bill's co-sponsors saying this needs to happen in real time. Information sharing should be happening in real time. But the department that has been designated as the main portal, the main agency in charge for collecting that information, is saying, you know what, we need to do this in near real time.
What is industry's reaction to this discussion about real time versus near real time?
Well, there's definitely some skepticism. In addition to that real time versus near real time discussion, they're concerned about a lot of the privacy questions that will come up on their end. So if they're sharing data in real time or near real time, they're concerned about what the government will learn about them, what other companies and their competition might learn about each other. And Mayorkas says he understands those concerns. But that level of discomfort, and he calls tension between industry and government, that feeling has been mutual.
I think in the post-Snowden environment, there is a chasm between the private sector and the government, and that is a chasm of distrust. And I think that what we have to do is we have to shrink that chasm. We have to build a bridge so that it really becomes a thing of the past. And until we overcome at least the level of distrust that exists or has existed over the past few years, I think we're going to have an uphill battle.
So that bridge between the two, between industry and government, and the level of distrust, that was underlined when at one point a member of the audience stood up during an industry keynote and asked, so why should we trust the government? And the response from Tom Fanning, he was the one who was giving the industry keynote. He's the CEO of Southern Company. It's a contractor that has worked closely with the Energy Department on several different projects. He says, because you have to.